said, ooh, girl, shock me like an electric Neil. Welcome to Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. As said about 10 seconds ago, this is no longer the alternate universe. It's now Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, and has been for a while. And me, I'm your host, your humble host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org. Tonight, we've got a concept show, if you're familiar with the, you know, concept album. It's kind of like that, but with the radio show. My Lafayette College listeners will be familiar with the term spinning, and I'd like to guide you through my thought process whilst attending spinning, and I'm going to do that as a radio show does, through song. And we'll get started with, you know, a little track. You probably haven't heard of it. It's by this new upcoming band. They're called The Beatles. It's off their 1963 album, Please Please Me. And we're going to start off with the track, I Saw Her Standing There. If I can get my playlist ready. I never do in time. That would have been a really smooth transition. But anyway, here we go with I Saw Her Standing There. That's like 2 weeks in a row now. That's highly embarrassing. Let's go straight to I Saw Her Standing There.
One, two, three, five! Well, she was just 17, and you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another? Oh, and I saw her stand there.
The Beatles with their track I Saw Her Standing There. Now, one of the reasons music critics are really projecting fame for the Beatles in the future is that they're a very good live band, and in their producers in making that album decided to keep in the count-in that's usually left out. You know, Paul McCartney, you might not know, he's their lead singer. He starts out this track, you know, with a very, I believe Wikipedia or whatever somebody called it, like, raucous, maybe. Well, it was definitely certainly a lot of power behind that count in, and that's because that's the kind of thing they did it at the Cavern, where they play their live shows in Liverpool, and so that count in was preserved in the recording on the album to create the effect of that live performance. Certainly wish the best of luck to the Beatles and their future performances. Next up, we got Frank Sinatra, perhaps my parents' favorite artist of music of all time. It's a lie. I had to find out that I enjoyed him all by myself. And we're going to play a track off the album Strangers in the Night. Remember, this is a spinning themed episode. It's going to be the album. It's a track off the album Strangers in the Night from 1966. And it's the track Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Do-dee-doo-be-doo.
Frank Sinatra with Strangers in the Night. That's the extended version. At the very end, he does a little scat, which is, you know, it's jazz tactic practice. I can't find the right word, but the original album version is 2:35 long, or is it? Yeah, I believe it's 2:35 long, but on the album, on the sleeve, it says 2:25. It was incorrect. Can you believe that? Some wild times in the 1960s. Moving on to a track that's not from the 1960s. In fact, it's from 2001. It's a track from the Spanish band Estopa, from their 2001 self-titled album, Estopa. And it's the Spanish track La Raja de Tu Falda.
Y era una tarde tonta y caliente, de esas que te quema el sol la frente. Era el verano del 97, y yo me moría por verte. Mi única idea era camelarte, era llevarte a cualquier parte. Yo ese día tocaba en el bar sin nombre, y allí esperaba encontrarte. Me puse un pantaloncito estrecho, la camiseta de los conciertos. Vamos, José le tira pa'l coche, porque esta noche no la comemos. Ya al pasar por tu calle, yo estaba tú esperando en la parada del autobús, comiéndote con gracia que el chupa chú. ¡Qué vicio, qué vicio! No sé qué me dio por la espalda cuando vi la raja de tu falda, que un zapanda se me cruzó y se comió el parachoque de mi Ford Escort. Por la raja de tu falda yo tuve un piñazo con un Seat Panda. Por la raja de tu falda yo tuve un piñazo con un Seat Panda. 10:40 por meridiano, llegamos tarde para no variar y el tío del garito está mosqueado, porque aún no hay nada montado y la gente entra que te entra y yo enchufa que te enchufa. Mi hermano prueba que te prueba y esto se escucha o no se escucha. El calor de la gente ama del ambiente, los focos deslumbrantes son muy potentes, el público delante muy expectante, caliente, caliente. De repente se abrió la puerta mientras yo cogía la guitarra y me temblaron las piernas al ver de nuevo la raja de tu falda. Por la raja de tu falda yo rompí tres cuerdas de esta guitarra. Y ahora ya ha pasado el tiempo, parece que fuera ayer. Desde que desapareciste del concierto, yo no te he vuelto a ver. Ya no recuerdo tus ojos, ni siquiera tu mirada. Tan solo puedo acordarme de la raja de tu falda. Por la raja de tu falda yo me he obsesionado y voy de barra en barra.
There we had La Raja de tu Falda by Estopa. Now, you might have noticed that song was not in English, so I'll do some quick translation for you. In that song, the singer, or the, I guess the narrator, yeah, the narrator would be singer, goes about describing his experiences while he's driving his Seat, I believe, yeah. Anyway, he's driving his car. He gets distracted by a supposedly beautiful woman eating a lollipop at a bus stop, and he gets distracted and he gets into a car accident. So you heard those sound effects at the end of the track to signify that he did indeed get very distracted whilst from the driving and did get into a car accident. Oh no, what a shame. Now, you might be wondering, Neil, you're. How would you know about this song? Well, here's the thing. At the best team in England, the best football team in England, best soccer team in England, Chelsea Football Club, every new player, when they join the team, they have to sing a song in front of the rest of all their teammates, as a sort of, you know, almost hazing, maybe not really, you know, kind of an introduction to the team. Anyway. Star right back, Cesar Azpilicueta, decided to sing this song, and he mentioned it in an interview, and I thought I'd give it a listen, and I did, and I enjoyed it, and now I hope you enjoyed it. Moving on, we're going to move to a B-side. I'm going to mention this more, but I cannot believe this is a B-side. It's a track from the band Pavement, not a band I usually like somehow. I really should put some more ear effort into enjoying them, but we're going to listen to their track Harness Your Hopes, which is on the extended version of the 1997 album Brighten the Corners.
Telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses, cauterizing syrup. In the news, we're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plot, it turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I won't kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away, far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen. The yearling took the purse. The goth kid has a hearse. Earthquaking kiwis, they are home baking, minds wide open. Truly, leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper, pinch between your pointer, your index, and your thumb. It's a semi.
Harness Your Hopes from Pavement off the album Brighten the Corners. Now, I do have to apologize. I didn't realize it wasn't really a swearing word, but, you know, we like to play it safe here at WJRH, and I didn't want to subject the audience to a word that might subject me to a fine if the people listening are very strict. Anyway, now, get back to the theme. This is right in a guide through my spinning and my spinning experiences. So you start out, I saw her standing there, move on to Strangers in the Night, then move to La Raja de tu Falda, which means it's something about the slit of your dress, I believe. Yes, of course, it's distracting. Moving on then to Harness Your Hopes on Just One Person, because you know a harness was only made for one. Because that's what you do. That's what I do. Moving on. Fans of Kanye West will recognize this track. How about I do an uncharacteristically Neil move and just play this track without an introduction? Let's give it a shot. You can check out the name of the track on WJRH.org if you're so interested. Now, here we go. Oh, dear. There we had Bound. Did I? Okay, I did mark that track. It was the track Bound from Ponderosa Twins Plus One off their 1971 album 2 Plus 2 Plus One Equals. That's the whole album title there. For those of you who've listened to any music at all within the past 10 years, you'll know that track was sampled by none other than Kanye West in his 2013 track, I believe, Bound 2. And yeah, so you know, there you get more of a sense of, you know, bound to fall in love. It's never, never. Excuse me there. Moving. No, it's 11. It's no, almost 11:30. Okay, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at wjrh.org. And this would be a proper time to do everybody's least favorite segment of the show, but most important, perhaps. We're going to listen to some PSAs, if I can find them. Let's see, never expiring PSAs. Let's just figure out how that goes. Let's do some. We'll see how these three go. Oh wait, no. Okay. I hope you enjoy, because I just hope so.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Romaine. As a former model, I used to walk runways all over the world. Paris, Milan, New York. This is Salif Diarra. As a local health worker, he walks the pathways of his village in Mali, West Africa, every day to help treat severely ill children. Like many children in the developing world, those in Salif's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children in Salif's village get the care they need to survive. And even though you can't walk in his shoes, you can help him with his work. Help one, save many. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help get the good where it needs to go. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
My name is Ruth Roosie. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for, really? My name is Ruth Roosie. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years, we're retired, and this is how we live United.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
and we back, and we back, a, a, and we back. That's what Chance the Rapper says at the beginning of All We Got. He does also say, and we back, in the beginning of Acid Rap, for those of you familiar with the man, Chancellor. Moving on to the second half of the show. Well, not really the second half. I should have mentioned, this is kind of an extended show. It's very exciting. 15 songs ready for you tonight, because they were all the songs were just so fire that I couldn't bear to take any of them out. Although I probably will take one out, because, excuse me, I put in two songs by Stevie Wonder. They're both excellent, but... excuse me, that's two little burps in a row there. I may not be able to fit them both in, but we'll see how we go. If I can shut my mouth, maybe we can get all the songs in. Moving on to a track off the album Discovery, a 2001 album from the band Daft Punk, with their track Digital Love.
Last night I had a dream about
Digital Love from Daft Punk. You know, as you may have noticed, there's a little keyboard solo in there. I believe it's a Wurlitzer solo, if we're going to be totally correct. And that, according to one of the members of Daft Punk, was inspired by the group Supertramp, known best for their 1970-something track. The Logical Song. You know, there's a little keyboard solo on that, so they're kind of similar. They use the exact same model of Wurlitzer piano keyboard. So, you know, that's just a little tidbit there. Moving on next to the track Do I Make You Feel Shy? ? From the man Conan Moccasin off the 2013 album Caramel. I am personally eagerly anticipating the follow-up, which I've been waiting for patiently. He's a great musician. It's a weird album. You know, it's, yeah, I mean, like, only two or three of the tracks are, like, really discernible as actual songs, whereas the rest are just kind of, like, mashing of sounds and, somebody describe, I'll look up the description, you know, while you listen to it. So anyway, here we go with Do I Make You Feel Shy? From Conan Moccasin. In my search, I could not find what that track was described as, but it was some mix of artists played backwards. And, you know, that is it's a strange-sounding album, but the purpose of its strange sound is that Conan Moccasin wanted the album to sound like Caramel. like the taste of caramel. Now, make of that what you will, but certainly an interesting idea for an album. And he, in order to create that sound, apparently he had to record the album alone in a Tokyo hotel room. Good for him, for the New Zealand artist. Let's move on to a very popular track. I feel like my show generally stays within like the mainstream of the not mainstream, if you know what I mean. But I'll let this song speak for itself. It's certainly very popular. In fact, it was an instrumental version of it was the theme song of the NBC show Chuck, which I learned just today. Anyway, it's a track from Cake, their 2001 effort, Comfort Eagle, and it's gonna be the track Short Skirt, Long Jacket.
Girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. I want a girl who gets up early.
Get up early.
I want a girl who stays up late.
Stay up late.
I want a girl with uninterrupted prosperity who uses a machete to cut through red tape, with fingernails that shine like justice, and a voice that is dark like tinted glass. She is fast, thorough, and sharp as a tack. She is touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a
short skirt / long jacket from Cake, the 2001 effort, Comfort Eagle. And that song actually had three different music videos, one for Canada, one for the United States, and one for Mexico. In each music video, the song was obviously played in the background, but the video itself was of random strangers given headphones and listening to the track and giving their thoughts on the track, ranging from as far as, like, take these headphones off, like, they haven't made good music since the 70s to people, you know, jamming out because it's a good track. And moving on, We're going to play a track from U2 and the late B.B. King. It's going to be 1988. It's a track off the 1988 album, Rattle and Hum. And yeah, it's going to be the track When Love Comes to Town. I'm sorry, I don't know what that sound behind near the studio is. Very frightening. Sounds almost like a storm. But on the other hand, oh no, that's definitely some sort of storm. Let's do a weather check. Let's see if I can make it back to my dorm room safely. A weather 18042. right now. Rain. Okay, 88% chance of precipitation, 80% chance of humidity. Oh dear. That does not bode well for me. At my Lafayette College radio listeners, wait, do I have my... All right, let's do a check. Let's see if my umbrella's with me. It was raining earlier. Let's do a check. No. It's going to be a no. I do not have my recorder with me. Unfortunately, all I have is the CD copy of Justin Timberlake's Justified, Oasis's What's the Story, Morning Glory, a Russian hat, my religion midterm, a recorder, bottle of water, portable charger, and some receipts from stuff from the music. Oh, I have the cover for the umbrella. Lucky me. So, at my Moffitt College listeners, if you could bring me an umbrella or my rain jacket, I don't know. All right, I'll figure this one out when the next song is playing. And you know what that next song is? Well, obviously you don't know because you're not the DJ, but it's the one I'm gonna skip. I'm gonna skip this one because I wanna. I don't even know if I want to go home early. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. We're gonna skip this one. That was gonna be "Think I'm in Love" by Beck. I'll just, you know, play it a little bit, and you know, doom, 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 doom. I'm not really feeling it right now, but that's, you know, of course, indicative of in spinning when obviously my emotions start to take place. Those darn emotions, they make. If only I could be a robot and just be so efficient. It would be incredible. It would be such a great life. Moving on, we're gonna go to "My Chérie Amour." That was horrible French. Sorry, French listeners. And, yeah, so we're going to listen to "My Chérie Amour" from Stevie Wonder off the album "My Chérie Amour," a 1969 album.
The Milky Way.
My Cherie Amour by Stevie Wonder. Fun fact, that song has alternate versions in both Spanish and Italian. Ah yes, the sound of thunder, as I sit here with no jacket to protect me from the precipitation. If you go to Lafayette, please come here. Bring me a rain jacket. Bring me an umbrella. Please. You don't have to. I'll make my way back, but it would be really nice. I would give you, what do I have to offer? It's not professional to have dead air, but let me think. What can I offer you if you do, in fact, bring me something with which I can keep myself dry? I will give you... I'll make you a bowl of pasta. Yeah, that's what I will do. And I've got Parmesan cheese, too. It's very delicious, thanks to the Fasta Pasta Maker. That's not an ad. It's 12:01 a.m., which means that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It's me, your host, DJ Roomba, bringing to you Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. And you can listen to us online at WJRH.org or give us a call, but not really, not right now. I'm not going to give you the number. Moving on to the next track, which is by the man, the myth, the legend, Mac DeMarco, off his second album, Two. It's a 2012 album, and we're going to listen to the track My Kind of Woman. My Kind of Woman from Mac DeMarco. This song was recorded while Mac DeMarco was in his underwear. Fun fact. Yeah, he Yep, that's what he was wearing when he was singing and playing the guitar on that song. He plays all the instruments on his tracks, but anyway, he was certainly playing instruments and singing whilst wearing only underwear. Fun fact. Next up, got a track from Dent May, who I believe I played recently, but it's going to be the track Born Too Late off the 2013 album Warm Blanket. Excuse me, I didn't press the button hard enough. Here we go. Here we go with Born Too... Wait, no, I tried to be fancy. No, that was awful. Here's Born Too Late.
Down.
Dent May with the track Born Too Late. I know nothing about this track or about Dent May. I looked up and I tried. I believe he's from the South somewhere. But what is interesting is that the album cover of this album, Warm Blanket, appears to be Dent May himself looking at himself in a mirror whilst laying in a bubble bath. And I felt that was worth mentioning. Moving on to our second to last track of the morning. Now, it's going to be For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Moving on to our final track of the night, it's a track I specifically chose to be the last track of the night, and you'll notice why. Wait, did I have tracks? That was that For Once in My Life, obviously, by Stevie Wonder off the album For Once in My Life, 1968 album, and it's played in the credits of Shrek Forever After, the 2010 film. That was a stupid fact. I probably shouldn't have written some more. I think it was like, there's something that was written for somebody else, and the original producer said that track will never succeed with Stevie because it's too upbeat and happy, and no one has ever been so wrong. No, people have been wrong since. Very wrong since. But it's besides the point. We're going to move on to our final track of the night. It's going to be, because it's now Friday, welcome to Friday. Congrats, you made it almost the end of the week. We're going to play the track Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure.
Thank you. don't care about you, it's Friday, I'm in love. Monday you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love.
And with that, we end this episode of Shock Me Like an Electric Neal with The Cure. What did I write about this? Just saved for Friday. No facts. The Cure is a great band. Certainly give them a listen if you enjoyed that track. And I certainly wish you the best weekend. I wish you a great week next week. And I certainly hope you tune in next week for another episode of Shock Me Like an Electric Neal. In the meantime, if you are here at Lafayette, I would certainly recommend that you come to our first Vaporwave concert, which will be Saturday night in the Hoag Interfaith Room here on the first floor. Door is 7:30. Music starts at 8. Should be an excellent time. George Clanton featuring Negative Gemini and Esprit. Looking forward to the concert, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Again, have an excellent week. Talk to you next week. Bye.